Regardless of what this world throws at you, the peace of God is greater.
And now for It Is a Gift.
Tonight, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is George Bronner, and you can refer to me as Pastor Matthew. This is the Imagination Station, and I'm delighted to have you all here. May we open with prayer. Father God, we come to you in prayer today, and I would just like to say thank you. I would like to say thank you for allowing for us to be able to hang on in the first place, to know that a song can be made because hope is there, to know that a song can be made because it is truly possible, because through Christ we can do all things. Through Christ we are strengthened. Through Christ our grip remains strong, that we are able to hang on. And I just thank you. I thank you and I love you. For we come here tonight and we praise you. We worship you. We shout hallelujah. And we also say that we will hang on. Even whenever the grip starts to hurt, our hands start to burn, we will still hang on. And I just thank you. I thank you for blessing us with voices. I thank you for blessing us with good health. I thank you for blessing us that we were able to come here together, face to face, even though there are masks, that it's not over a screen, but we are able to come here in your house. Come here as a church, come here as a united body, and truly bring glory unto you. For you are truly good, and there is no other like you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, and in the Spirit, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I would just like to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was truly excellent singing. It brought back to my mind a couple months ago whenever I had heard Jamie singing, and it literally sounded like an angel. Like, I quite literally mean it sounded angelic. And it wasn't this song, but it just resonated with me. And all glory is unto the conglomerate of heaven. And you may not know what that word means. And although kingdom is not synonymous with it, we can just say I'm saying all glory is unto the kingdom of heaven. So for this message, simply put, it's about Jesus. It's about accepting Jesus. Now, Jesus, that's a name above all other names. That's a name that we end prayers with. That's a name that we call upon whenever there seems to be no hope. A name that we cast out devils in. A name that we invite angels in with. It's simply a name above all other names. The song that was just sung was a song that used to be my favorite one. And there was one night, a night where I seemingly suffered the greatest loss I ever had. I had lost who I would have stated to be my best friend at the time. And I asked my mother one question, and it was, may I play a song? And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, this song is my favorite song. If I play it on this night, I may come to hate this song. A song that I once loved will be inextricably tied to this memory of loss. Yet, do you know what occurred? On that night, when there was loss, when there was pain, when there was mourning, and that memory was tied with that song, later, that loss would become gain. Later, that mourning would become morning worship. Later, that thought of, I just don't understand why. I know that God's got it in his hands, but I don't know why, became revelation, where the thoughts that were out of reach of my understanding were brought into my realm of understanding. It's truly amazing what the peace of God does. And Philippians 4:7 states, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Again, that name of Jesus, so present in the Bible, our Lord and our Savior, our only way into heaven because we can't make it on our own, who died for our sins that we may have eternal life and not perish. A name that is truly above all names. Say it with me now. Jesus, the name above all names. Let's say it again, just one more time. Jesus. The name above all names. Do you feel a bit better? you probably feel a whole lot better, not just a little. It is truly amazing how the peace flows. I can't even say that it's truly amazing how the peace works because I don't understand it. I just see it and I experience it. A peace that seemingly floods out all other negative and harmful emotions, whether it is rage, sorrow. When that peace comes over you, it's flooded out. For the peace of God is beyond understanding, and there is no other negative force that could possibly overpower it. I mean, for starters, the negative forces were created by God, and the creation cannot be greater than the Creator. Let's progress forward now. This message is about Jesus and why you should accept him. I'm sure that most of you have. But even if there is just one person here or one person that listens later that has not, listen to these words. For it may just change your life, not just this life, but eternity. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." You know this life is quick. This life is real quick. There are many people in their older ages who state it was like a flash, like a snap. They can remember the past, but now they're here. From the beginning to the end, it's all so brief in this life. Yet we have the opportunity to experience an even better one that lasts for eternity. And the way to get to this better life, that life that's 100 times better, is through believing in Christ. Through believing in God's only Son. That we don't have to perish. Because you know we deserve to perish. I mean, like, man committed the sin back then in the garden. And the wages of sin are death. Yet God was so generous. God loved the world so much that we got a second chance. That us being condemned, which should have lasted, well, forever, was forgiven. There's a YouTube channel, and it is titled Living Waters. And they give an analogy pretty frequently. And let me tell you what this analogy is, basically. If you're rendered guilty in a court of law, and you have to pay a fine, but you tell the judge that you're a good person, and you did that in the past, will the judge just let you go then? The answer is no. But if somebody were to come by and pay your fine, then you may go. Jesus paid our fines. God is the judge. There will be a day when we are judged. And we don't have the funds ourselves to pay the fines. Yet Jesus does. The question is, did you let him pay your fines? Whenever he offered, he came with a check to bail you out. Did you turn him away? Did you turn him away? It's as simple as accepting a gift. Yet some people still don't do it. The gift of God, which is a great gift, and I would state is the greatest gift, was the life of Jesus Christ. Yet some people decline that gift regardless. Romans 3, verses 23 through 24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Again, it's a gift. We didn't earn it, yet it's there for us. I mean, what could we have possibly given God that would have been of value to him? Again, the creation cannot be greater than the Creator. I mean, what we value, God created anyway. What we value, diamonds, gold, earthly riches, what value does it have in the grand scheme of eternity? Many of it will just fade away. Things that you built up here will be passed on to somebody else. And for you, it was all just a flash. Just a flash. For this world is truly brief. James 4:14 states, "Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes." And then vanishes. It's so beautiful to me to continually think about the gift of God, the gift of Jesus Christ on the cross. And it's a gift. I can state it 1,000 times over. It's a gift. But you still have to accept it. Somebody could give you a gift and you just toss it to the side. Somebody could give you a gift and you decline it. The beauty of it is, though, is that Jesus paid, not you. A price that you could not have possibly paid, Jesus paid for you. and back to the earthly riches. Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I brought a prop with me tonight, and it is a ring. I bought it at a mall a couple years ago. I actually bought three things. One was this ring, another was a watch, and a third was a chain. The chain I sold for double its price that I paid. The watch, on the other hand, I was considering doing the same thing. Yet what ended up happening was it was stolen. Something that individuals value on earth, a treasure you could call it, was stolen. I mean, this isn't real gold or real diamonds, yet people still just like to look at it. Just like to imagine that it's the real thing. But even if it was real gold and real diamonds, if that watch was real, it would not have changed the fact that I couldn't protect it, that it was still stolen from me. But the treasures in heaven aren't the same. But who could possibly steal from God? Who could possibly steal from God? Progressing forward, and I'll say it again, although I'm pretty sure you remember it by now. It is a gift. A gift. Salvation. In closing, I started out this by mentioning peace. The peace of God which exceeds all understanding. Because there's an interesting thing about it. And even though this life is brief, the enemy's still gonna come for you. The enemy is still against you. You still have to live this life being hated by this world. Not necessarily, but I'll read this verse. John 15, 18 states, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." It's also important to emphasize the if. So it's not necessarily a guarantee that the world will hate you, but it is very much possible. And I mentioned the peace in the beginning because regardless of what this world throws at you, the peace of God is greater. No matter how great the pain you experience is, whether mental or physical, the peace of God is greater. And do not fear man, who can only destroy your fleshly body, but fear God, who can destroy both your fleshly body and send you to hell after you die. I didn't actually type up that verse, so I'm not positive exactly where it is, but what I'm saying again and again is that it's a gift that we couldn't possibly pay for. Imagine this. Somebody offers you more money than there is in the world to begin with. Even that is not worth the same amount as this gift here. Because again, this life is brief. And you could gain the whole world, but what does it matter if it cost you your soul? No matter what you could gain here, what does it matter in the grand scheme of eternity? Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And John 19:28 through 30 says, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scripture, 'I thirst.' A jar full of sour wine stood there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." The price has already been paid. The gift has already been sent. The question is, do you receive it? The gift has already been sent. The question is, do you receive it? You stand there before the judge, and a man offers to pay it for you. What wise man would decline that, especially knowing that they can't pay it themselves? At this point, I would simply like to have an altar call. If there is anybody here who would like to commit their lives to Christ or recommit their lives to Christ, please come down. All right. Well, again, it is a gift. A gift that is greater than anything on this earthly plane. Because in the grand scheme of eternity, in heaven, it's 100 times better. As Jesus had stated, and this is a paraphrase, John the Baptist was the greatest man alive, the greatest man who ever was. Yet he stated that the lowest, the least in heaven was still greater than John. And that's just people. Can you imagine what the blessings hold? Can you imagine? Probably not. Because the goodness of God is beyond what we could ask or think. All right, well, this is my message tonight. Simply remember that it is a gift. You just have to accept it. Be blessed.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was the message titled, It Is a Gift, by George Bronner. This message is number 4086. That's 4086. To listen to thousands of free messages or to send this message number 4086 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because brother, you need the word.
From Brothers of the Word.